The date is September the 19th, 1978. We're talking to Miss Jean Scott, who lives on Laurel Street, east of Ardingly, in Burnaby. Your family came from Scotland and moved to this part of Burnaby in 1913?
Yes.
And what was the land like around here at that time?
Well, it was all in tall timbers. And from the station, we just had a trail up here. We didn't have a road. It was just a trail when we first came here.
Was it planked or sodden?
Not when we first came here. Sprott Street was planked. And Spurling was planked. Then finally they planked it up here just to the foot of, just over the bog. It's just at that little incline up here.
Is that what you call the area around here, the bog?
Well, it was bog. I don't know what we called it, really. But as I say, my mother, where she got it from, I don't know either. But she always said this was Number Two Island.
Number Two Island.
Yes.
Was this area generally known as that, or was your mother the only one who used that?
Well, I think my mother was the only one. I don't remember anybody else mentioning it. As I say, there wasn't that many people up here then.
Who owned the land before your family and the others who lived here?
I couldn't tell you that. I don't know.
Could you tell us what grew in the bog?
Well, there was the cranberries and these plants that, as we call them, tea flowers. I don't know what their real name is, or pink and white.
Was it a large flower?
No, but it came in a cluster. There were a cluster of these little flowers. And then there was tiger lilies down there too. And there was another plant, something like a lily of the valley, and it had a very sweet perfume.
Were there wild cranberries around here?
Yes, there was wild cranberries down in the bog too,
low-lying bush?
Yes. Well, it wasn't a bush, it was more of a trailer, a creeper.
What was the fruit like?
They were tart, very tart. We used to just cook them, put sugar in them.
Do you recall if there was any difference between those and the commercial berries we get today?
I couldn't tell you. That I couldn't tell you.
But you did go down and pick them?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, we used to pick them.
Did your mother or any of the other people around here have special recipes for them?
No. No, I don't think so.
Now, you live on Laurel Street, and at the moment, there is no connection between Laurel Street and Spurling, which is the next main road to the east.
No.
Was there ever any connection?
There was a trail through there, but it never been opened up at all.
Who made the trail?
My dad and Tom, I think.
Tommy Irvin.
Yes, because we used to go through there.
Was there anything along the trail at all?
No, just bush.
No houses, just bush.
Oh, no. There's never been any houses between here and Spurling.
Did your family ever have a well?
We had a small well, but it was just like in the summertime, it just dried up. Tom was the one that had the well.
You mentioned that your father had dug a well for
washing. Well, he dug a well down in the swamp. I just used it for washing. He didn't use it for drinking or anything like that.